Welcome to the Code Mingle AI podcast, your quick briefing on what's happening in the world of AI. Today's story is that AI products are getting more usable at the same time they're getting more agentic. OpenAI kicked off the day's biggest interface story with GPT Live. The company says it is a new generation of voice models now powering ChatGPT voice, and the rollout has started across ChatGPT. The reason this matters is simple. Voice is being treated as a serious front end for AI work, not just a novelty layer on top of text chat. Google also shipped a meaningful update for builders. Managed agents in the Gemini API now support background execution for async work, remote MCP servers, custom function calling, and credential refresh across interactions. In plain English, Google is trying to make hosted agents feel less like prompt chains and more like a durable runtime. Then there's GitHub, which made Copilot more flexible in two ways. Kimi K27 code is now available for Copilot Business and Enterprise, and GitHub says it is the first open-weight model in the Copilot picker. At the same time, Codex is now a public preview agent provider in JetBrains IDEs, with more controls for MCP servers, hooks, approvals, and permissions. That tells you coding assistants are becoming platform surfaces, not just autocomplete tools. On the open source side, Hugging Face had a strong week. Its new VLLM Transformers backend promises native speed performance for many architectures without making model authors maintain separate serving implementations. And its SkyPilot storage integration makes it easier to keep data on the hub while running compute wherever GPU capacity actually exists. One more signal worth watching: the social layer. On X, official posts were centered on GPT Live and new interpretability work from Anthropic. On the accessible Local LLaMA Reddit feed, the recurring questions were whether local models are trustworthy enough, how quantized variants compare, and whether giant open models will become practical. That's a healthy sign. The community is pushing past hype and asking how these systems really behave. The takeaway is that the AI stack is converging around three layers: natural interfaces, managed agent runtimes, and more configurable model choice underneath. If you build with AI, the winners are increasingly the tools that give you control, not just capability. Now for the quiz lightning round. Question 1. What is the most important practical signal from OpenAI's GPT Live launch? A voice is being treated as a first-class interface for AI assistants, not just a text-to-speech add-on. B. OpenAI is shutting down text chat in favor of audio only. C. The API is already mandatory for all ChatGPT users. D. Voice models no longer need any reasoning backends. The correct answer is A. GPT Live matters because it turns voice into a primary interaction layer while deeper work can still be delegated to more capable backends. Question 2. Which new capability in Google's managed agents update most directly helps long-running agent work continue after the initial request? A. Static prompt templates. B. Background execution for async interactions. C. Lower token pricing. D. Local-only deployment. The correct answer is B. Background execution is the feature that lets managed agents keep working asynchronously instead of forcing every task into a single foreground turn. Question 3. Why is GitHub's Kimi K27 code announcement notable for enterprise developers? A. It is the first mobile-only model in Copilot. B. It replaces all proprietary models in Copilot. C. It is the first open-weight model selectable in the Copilot model picker. D. It removes the need for admin approval policies. The correct answer is C. GitHub explicitly positions Kimi K27 code as the first open-weight model in the Copilot picker, marking a shift toward managed enterprise use of open-weight options. Question 4. What is the main infrastructure benefit of Hugging Face's zero egress storage integration with SkyPilot? A. It forces all training jobs onto one cloud provider. B. It lets teams move compute to available GPUs without paying hub data egress fees. C. It eliminates the need for object storage. D. It guarantees every workload runs faster than on-prem clusters. The correct answer is B. The integration is valuable because it separates data location from compute placement, letting teams chase capacity without adding a transfer tax. Question 5. What did the Accessible X and Reddit scan suggest about the current AI community mood? A. People only care about a single benchmark leaderboard. B. The main interest is in NFT integrations for chatbots. C. Attention is clustering around voice UX, agent controls, model trust, and open model experimentation. D. Community discussion has largely moved away from local models. The correct answer is C. The social scan pointed toward practical concerns like voice usability, agent runtime control, evaluation credibility, and experimentation with open models. That's your briefing for July 9th. The short version, the smartest AI product this week may not be the one with the flashiest model, but the one that makes voice, tools, policy, and portability work together cleanly.